This episode of Ask Theory was made possible by the British Council Philippines. For more information on the 2024 Women in STEM Scholarships, please visit www.britishcouncil.ph/study-uk/women-in-STEM. The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more. Right. Okay, so today on the Ask Theory podcast, we have Dr. Tricia. Hello. Welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Trish, Tricia Thadani. I'm a medical doctor working for MSF, short for Médecins Sans Frontières, which is also just known as Doctors Without Borders. I've been part of the Tondo TB project, and I joined the team in 2022. So basically what we do here is in partnership with the Manila Health Department, we're trying to reduce the burden of tuberculosis.
As a doctor, why did you choose to focus on TB specifically?
Interesting question, because it's not a direct answer I can give. I didn't actually specifically choose to focus on TB. It just so happened that I went to med school in UP Manila. And there, our clinical rotations were in Philippine General Hospitals, the PGH, where we were exposed to TB a lot, literally and figuratively. Uh-huh. And so I got to see a lot of its interesting presentations. And at the height of COVID, so I was an intern in PGH during the height of COVID, I also decided I'd like to explore other options. So I didn't immediately go into a specialization like my other peers. But I saw an opportunity to be part of this project focusing on tuberculosis in Manila. And the organization that I would get to work with was actually MSF. And para sa akin, medyo matagal na akong familiar sa MSF or Doctors Without Borders, but I know that its presence in the Philippines is not as strong, it's not as well known. But for me, having been aware of this organization for a very long time, it felt like a nice opportunity to be part of it and also address something that I got to see repeatedly in med school. So I jumped on that opportunity and I joined the team. And what I like about it is that it's not a typical job that you associate with doctors. Hindi siya nasa clinic, hindi din ako nasa hospital. Pero for me, the thing about TB that I really find interesting working in, like sa project na to, yung mga pasyente na nakita ko noon sa PGH na minsan napaka-kakaiba yung presentation nila, TB nila in very severe forms. The goal of this project is to catch them early. So bago pa sila makarating doon, mahuhuli na namin sila sa community. So for me, this was one reason why I really wanted to just focus on TB. But I'm open to other things as well. It's also just the principle lang na MSF kasi it's an international medical humanitarian organization and a lot of its principles align with mine. And the work that it does on TB is just like an added bonus. Yeah.
So talking about TB, it's just one of those diseases na, whether we'd like to admit it or not, no? If we're being honest here, parang we just kind of tend to accept na, okay, may ganitong sakit. And may ganitong sakit sa Pilipinas, ganyan. We hear about it, we have certain prejudices, misconceptions maybe about it, and it just doesn't really seem to be like the kind of disease that we talk about in the same way we talk about cancer or in recent years, COVID. But is it really a serious problem in the Philippines, given na parang, I hate to use the word, pero parang na-normalize na dito sa Philippines, TB, may TB nga, magkaka-TB ka pag ganyan yung habits mo, ganyan. And you know, if it's really that much of a problem, bakit ganito yung approach natin kaya towards talking about it?
I think you've said mga kanina regarding COVID. So before COVID, TB talaga yung number one. And sa Pilipinas alone, when you hear the statistics, it's actually kind of surprising that today we're in the top 10 worldwide contributing to the TB burden globally. 7% of all cases worldwide actually come from the Philippines. And it's estimated like 1 million Filipinos actually have TB today. And we might not even know how many there really are. And every day we see around 70 people die from this disease, or 70 Filipinos specifically. So araw-araw ang daming namamatay sa TB, pero tulad nga ng sabi mo, parang hindi siya napapansin. But I think there are a lot of factors at play with that. And one of the things is TB is a really old, it's an ancient disease. It's been around for thousands of years. And yet somehow, hindi pa rin natin siya napupuksa. Somehow it's still around and we've actually forgotten about it. And the thing about it is it can affect anyone. Anyone can be sick with TB, but it disproportionately impacts those usually of lower socioeconomic status. So yung mga marginalized populations na usually medyo limited ang access to healthcare, hindi nakakapagpatingin, they tend to remain undetected. They tend to become sick. They tend to infect others and spread the disease more. So in a way, hindi talaga natin fully magrasp yung magnitude ng problema, like how big the burden of TB is in the Philippines. And TB as a disease, it's very common. Kilala nga ng maraming baby ng TB. Minsan nga, tawag nila tama sa baga or spot. But the thing with TB is it's actually a really interesting disease. Like even from a medical standpoint, parang sa amin, like when you're in school, the constant phrase I would hear was like, TB is like known as the great mimic. Ang galing niyang manggaya ng ibang sakit. Hindi lang siya nasa baga. So that's one misconception most people tend to have, na nasa baga lang siya. It can go to other places in your body, can present really, really interesting ways. So the difficulty with it is also, it's a slow process for some. It can take months or even years for some people to get very sick, to develop symptoms, for signs to show up. But because of that, people tend to forget that it happens. So may mga pasyente na minsan iniisip nila may TB ako pero wala naman po nararamdaman, hahayaan ko na lang. Or hindi nila alam na nahawaan na sila and they've been carrying it around for months. So it adds to the fact that we tend to forget that it's there. And yung isa pang concern kasi sa kanya is, as a disease, TB is very, very stigmatized. Pagdating lang sa clinical standpoint, it's rather straightforward na so you have a patient, you diagnose them with the disease, and you can focus on the treatment. Pero generally, we always have to remember that we're not treating diseases, we're treating people. And because TB has a lot of stigma surrounding it, this is a huge challenge, which is also probably why we don't talk about it as much as we should. And it's a difficult thing to navigate for doctors, but also for people as well who get TB.
Okay. Actually, ako naman, based sa, my personal experience, or not really TB, but talking about TB, was as a young boy, my father used to tell me, my father, who isn't with us anymore, he used to tell me about when he was small. I think he was about 8 or 9 years old. His father used to own a factory. I believe it was a candle factory, and they had many workers, and so there was one time when there was this worker na friend niya, and parang nakipag-share ng sandwich sa kanya. So he had he had this kasi friend, so and then long story short, nagkasakit si Papa, and then he was diagnosed with TB. And then ang sabi niya, resulting complications dun sa TB led to him being blind in one eye. And for the rest of his life, magmula nung teenager siya hanggang nung namatay siya, magkaiba yung kulay ng mata niya. That was to me, that was very weird nung bata ako, but over time ko na. One of his eyes was gray and it was completely blind. And then he only had one good eye. So parang yun yung extent nung kaalaman ko about TB nung bata pa ako, up to nung teenagers ko, na parang okay, this is dangerous, it can hit you in ways na hindi mo ma-anticipate and also be careful, parang ganun. So, naiintindihan ko talaga yung parang nakwento mo kanina na stigma. Kasi nga, it's a weird thing that you kind of have an idea of how dangerous it is and at the same time, you don't. Parang, para siyang Pandora's box of information na unless you actually look into it and care enough to ask about it or are exposed to information sources where you can get credible information about it, you will just have this perception about what this disease is. And parang tatanggapin mo na lang na, oh, delikado yan, tapos meron yun, marami yun sa Pilipinas, ganyan, but nothing really beyond that. Parang ganun.
Actually, tama nga yung concept na parang Pandora's box. Also, like, a lot of paradoxes in general with TV. Kasi sinasabi natin yung messaging natin sa TV, ay, nagagamot yan. May mga, maraming taong may TV di nilang alam, wala silang nararamdaman. But at the same time, with the earlier statistics, 70 Filipinos die daily, you have a million with TV, ang daming nagkakasakit ng TV, tapos yung mga nakikilala nila namamatay. So, yung contradictory statements on what TV is as a entity, it also contributes to how we understand it as a disease. And dahil minsan hindi malinaw sa akin, ano ba talaga ang tama sa bago or TV? It tends to be full of a lot of folk information. Kanya-kanyang hula-hula. Ah, nakuha ko yung TV sa paninigarilyo, sa pagyoyosi, sa pag-iinom ng alak, sa paghiga sa semento, doon ako natutulong. So, ang daming myths and misconceptions about it that persist. A lot of them are not true, obviously. And some of them can be detrimental kasi if you don't necessarily understand how you get it, you feel like, ah, okay, if I stop with the drinking, if I stop with the smoking, di na ako magkakatibi.
That solves it.
Exactly. Nakakahawa siya. Tulad nga nung sa kwento mo na sa sandwich. Marami kasi kaming ganong klaseng pasyente na ay, hinihiwalay na nila yung kubyertos nung kasama nila sa bahay na may TV kasi feeling nila mahahawaan sila sa laway. So these are a lot of misconceptions that persist today and really affect everyday works sa project namin, sa mga pagkakaintindi ng mga Pilipino pag pumapasok sila sa clinic at ang gusto nilang malaman ay mga information tungkol sa TV. So it's very pervasive, it's very difficult to address, pero it's important to focus on.
Yeah, I agree. And also, naisip ko rin na nung panahon kasi na bata pa si Papa, that was like the 50s. So maybe yung access to information din at the time was not as good as now. Yun nga, unfortunately, I can't ask him about it anymore. I kind of wish I was more curious about that. Since I was always curious about his other eye. Pero yun, talking about things that sort of like are under the radar since hindi naman natin masisi ang dami nating problema dito sa Pilipinas. Parang pati ba naman itong mga bagay ito problema natin? Mga bagay na dapat talagang isipin natin pero minsan parang, oh, nandiyan na yun eh. One of the things no, na last year, medyo big news sa medical community pero napansin ko sa coverage dito sa Philippines parang wala lang. And I was actually gonna write a story about it pero life got in the way. But point is, last year there was this news about a certain kind of TB medicine. The issue revolving around what we call the dacuilin and the patent, which we'll talk about in a bit of Johnson & Johnson, which is I'm sure a company that many of us are familiar with in terms of yung mga baby products, mga shampoo, ganyan, yung mga, all that kind of personal care stuff. But specifically about this issue, bakit siya issue? Why is it, what was the latest development all about? Why is this a significant issue? And siguro yung pinaka-relevant na question is, ano ngayon? Ano ngayon na magiging effect niyan sa atin dito sa Pilipinas?
I think for me, just to level off first, yung project namin, it's more focused on drug-sensitive TB. The drug in question, bedaquiline, is actually medication for a type of TB we call drug-resistant TB. So this form of TB, it's more difficult to treat. Kailangan niya mas matapang na gamot. Minsan, mas matagal siya gamutin. The side effects of the medications are not always the nicest. So usually, talagang yun yung ayaw natin mangyari sa patients natin na may TB, maging drug-resistant yung meron sila. And bedaquiline is really interesting because it's a cornerstone of drug-resistant TB treatment. And it's actually a very new drug. I think it was introduced around 2012 by Johnson and Johnson. But what's interesting about it is when it came out, it was actually the first new anti-TB drug in like over 40 years. So there are a lot of innovations for TB in terms of diagnostics and such. But for drugs, we have had some limited success, and bedaquiline was one of them. And right now, well, what happened last year was J&J or Johnson and Johnson, sila yung produce ng drug, they hold the patent for it, and that patent expired. So this opened up the opportunity for generic formulations of bedaquiline to be produced. And ang advantage kasi ng generic formulations are they're cheaper, much, much cheaper than the available brand name ng bedaquiline. And what this basically means is if J&J is able to enforce yung patent nila, they're able to charge more. So what we hope for in the Philippines is that this patent is not enforced and we make treatment much, much cheaper. Kasi iilan lang naman din yung drug-resistant TB patients natin compared to the majority who have drug-sensitive TB. But again, they deal with more catastrophic costs, more poor quality of life sometimes, more arduous side effects. And the drop in price can be like a third, kasi at the moment it's like $1.5 per day per adult na gamot ng bedaquiline. It can be brought down to like 50 cents. So it's one third in reduction of price. And the more money that you save from the bedaquiline that you have to use, kasi you're using a generic formulation, can be channeled to other needs. Can be focused on more expansion of diagnostic services, providing more treatment to all those who need it but don't have the source to the drugs. And for us in MSF, this is actually something that we're working on. What we have is the Access Campaign. It's part of our advocacy in MSF, where we are actually actively campaigning to prevent the renewal of this patent of bedaquiline in the Philippines. And just not just in the Philippines, in other countries as well, kasi marami rin naman ibang bansa na nakikinabang sa ganitong gamot. And hopefully bring the price down of MDR or drug-resistant TB treatment para lahat ng nangangailangan nun, they are able to be cured. And this is just like one of our many other advocacies. Pagdating sa TB, we also have an additional advocacy focused on the diagnostics, bringing down the cost based on materials needed to test for TB is another part of our access campaign. So basically, the goal there is just makatipid organization, IMSF, but also like the Philippine government, all other governments around the world, so that they can use those funds for other needs now patients.
And I've read a few articles then where representatives of the DOH sort of like addressed it. Pero yun nga, gaya nga ng napansin ko, hindi siya masyadong nabalita or napag-usapan, like not on the level that I would have expected na may coverage or may some commentary about it. But moving from this story, yung story of medication and patents and all, let's go back to stories of people. Kanina I shared what my father told me about his experience with TB and how it impacted him for the rest of his life. Now I want to know maybe if you have some stories that you can share about some of the patients that you've worked with na talagang nag-stick out sa memory mo or yung mga bagay na to for sabihin natin cliche pero hindi mo makalimutan na cases or experiences mo working with the patients with TB.
So I've seen a lot of cases of TB sa community. Some of them are sad, some of them are a lot more hopeful. I think one of the more difficult ones that I remember was seeing this 60-year-old male na patient sa community. Nasa neighborhood kami ng Aroma. So tulad ng sabi ko kanina, the project we're in, it focused on Tondo, Manila, which is a very large slum area. And in this slum area, we were working in a neighborhood called Aroma. So, kung isipin nyo na lang na napaka-visceral ng name ng Aroma, yun yung amoy niya. And this patient is si Lolo. Nung kumonsulta siya sa akin, na-X-ray na siya, nakuha na siya ng plema at lahat. Tapos dumating siya sa akin kasi para kaming medical mission na may tents sa station. So pagdating niya sa akin, natuloy kami ng konsulta. Tapos based sa symptoms niya, sa itsura ng x-ray niya, sabihan ko na, tatay, mukha po may tama po kayo sa baga. Gagamutin po natin ito. Doon niya na lang din inamin na first time niya magpatingin ng doktor for the very first time in his life. So, it's not just a symptom of like gaano kahirap makakuha ng healthcare for living in the Philippines, but just healthcare in general. And this, sabi ni Lolo, unang beses kong matingnan ng doktor sa buong buhay ko, tapos may TB na ako. Mahirap kasi, nung pagdating ni Lolo, sobrang payat niya na, sobrang nanihita na siya, hirap na hirap na siya huminga. And yung difficulty sa ganitong klaseng pasyente ay alam natin na they would actually benefit more from more specialized care. Baka kailangan nila ma-admit sa ospital kung sakali kasi hirap na hirap siya huminga. Pero hindi nila magagawa. So, what we explained to him was, i-refer po namin kayo sa health center, papagamutin po kayo ng libre, hihintay lang natin result ng plema ninyo. The next day, we get his sputum result, yung plema niya, positive. But we also get news na matay siya. Just within the span of a very short amount of time. I think what is the most striking part of the story is ang activity kasi namin, it's very mobile. Yung time na to, na yung activity namin, ginagawa namin sa covered court. Sunod na araw, nung bumalik kami sa same covered court to continue the activity, kahati namin yung covered court. The other half, dun yung week ni tatay. So, nandun mismo si tatay na nakahiga sa kabaong na naging pasyente lang namin just the other day. So, it's very telling na sometimes kahit anong gawin natin, hindi talaga aabot for some patients. But yung ganitong klaseng healthcare, it can still be made more accessible. So, it kind of reinvigorated why bakit ba namin ginagawa yung project na to? Bakit ba kami nagsiscreen na ganito? So, medyo mabigat siya, but nakausap naman namin yung family niya. Naiintindihan naman nila ano yung nangyari. Pero, may halong lungkot kasi sana naagapan siya. Had he been screened, like, even just like a few months earlier, like a year earlier, it could have made all the difference. Yun. I have a lot of other stories na hindi kasing depressing. I'm so sorry.
But, no, it's a... I think ano, it's important for people to hear stories like that. Na ako medyo na affect ako. It's so sad. Nawala tuloy ako.
Sorry.
It's important for people to hear stories like this because yung alam mo yung reality na oo, nakamamatay siya at meron talagang namamatay dito. So, two sides yan for me. Una, when we hear that a disease is deadly, nakamamatay siya ganyan. Sa una, parang maapektuhan pa tayo. Sa una, parang ako kailangan mag-ingat. Tapos parang, I hate to use this as an example, pero COVID, for example, look at how people reacted to COVID over the passage of time. Na parang nung simula, everyone was so afraid, nagkaubusan ng mask, ayaw lumabas, ganyan, nagkaubusan ng alcohol, ganyan. Pero parang nung lumipas yung mga buwan, tapos yung infection rate na babalita, yung death rate na babalita, parang yung mga tao, ganyan naman yan, ganyan. O, invento lang naman ng gobyerno, yun yung mga masasakit na naririnig ko about ano. Parang, yun nga, on one hand, it's important na marinig nila yan. And on the other hand, kailangan minsan ng reality check kasi pag naririnig natin na nakamamatay, pero hindi natin naiintindihan na nakamamatay siya, lalo na pag hindi naagapan, parang tinatanggap na lang nga natin. In the same way na parang tinanggap na lang natin na may TB dito sa... Maraming kaso ng TB sa Pilipinas. Parang, oh, nakamama. Mag-ingat ka na lang. Huwag ka na lang manigarilyo. Yun nga, mag-ingat ka sa mga kinakain mo, ganyan. Parang may danger yung oversimplification and namamanhid, I think. Nagiging manhid tayo sa realidad. No? And it's not like we're not doing anything about TB in the Philippines. Yun yung isa pang bagay that I wanted to talk about. I think it's also important to know kung ano ba yung ginagawa natin, your organization and also yung the people in charge of in the Philippines of dealing with this. Ano ba yung current strategies about tuberculosis in the Philippines, both in terms of fighting the disease and communicating or spreading awareness about it?
I think I might not be able to fully answer for which the
Yeah.
Philippines in its entirety is doing, but at least for us, here at Doctors Without Borders, we're actually in partnership with the Manila Health Department here in Tondo. The TB project here employs a strategy of like screening, diagnosis, linkage to care, and prevention. For us, what we do is a community-based effort. Hindi kami nakakulong sa mga clinic lang or mga hospital. We really try to bring TB screening to the community. So what we're doing is what we call active case finding, where we have basically an X-ray truck. And to make it faster, we use this X-ray truck, and it's equipped with artificial intelligence or AI to screen for TB really, really quickly. And from there, we also make sure that we get sputum tests for patients who need them. For the patients we diagnose, we refer them to the health center para magamot pa rin sila ng libre. And also, we want to focus on prevention. So, meron kaming dedicated group in our project for patient support where matyaga nilang kinukontact base. Lahat ng mga na-diagnose namin patients, identify sino yung mga nakakasalamuhan nila. Because I think this is something that's also a little bit low on the uptake for TB in general. There is preventive treatment for it. So, hindi lang siya nagagamot. Pwede din uminom ng gamot para ma-prevent siya. Hindi naman lahat ng tao kailangan uminom ng preventive treatment for TB. So only some people need to. But those who are at high risk, yung mga naku-contact trace namin, they're eligible for preventive treatment that's like only for 3 months, and it significantly reduces their chances of getting active TB disease. And for us, what we've done is focus on children, those who are 14 and below, because they tend to be more vulnerable than adults to developing TB, usually postponed in outcomes, which is why we wanted to make sure to be able to provide for preventive treatment for children. And all of these are in accordance to the national guidelines, so the National TB Program, and enforced in naman siya in other locales. I also know that there are a lot of NGOs that have partnered with the DOH of other entities to make sure that we're bringing TB care to the people who need it. And interesting lang kasi nga, aside from all of these partnerships, we're also trying to make use of newer innovations, tulad nga ng nasabi ko, like AI to quickly screen people. So it's us trying to adapt new technology, but like merging it with like a community-based initiative. And actually having the community participate. So malaki yung hatak ng mga barangay, katulong namin yung mga barangay health worker, mga health center, para ma-address yung TB sa Pilipinas.
So, speaking about addressing the problem of TB in the Philippines, in general, based sa observations mo, what are we doing really well? Or what are we doing well? And on the flip side, ano yung mga bagay na kailangan pa nating i-improve?
For us specifically, swerte na lang kami na very helpful yung mga barangay and health center, which kind of suggests there's a good degree of agency and patient autonomy. There's interest in having responsibility for their own health care. And katuwang namin sila for health promotion, for educational activities, to actively dispel myths and convince others to start treatment. So, yung nagsisimula, yung a very good foundation of health promotion education so that you're better able to address stigma and eventually yung cascade of care. So that is, I think, something that we have had good support on from the people here, some community. And because of that, we've also tried to employ other aspects of like again, the value of preventive treatment and how some people are slowly understanding that prevention is better than cure, transmission, how to address that better in the community. So ang goal talaga ay yung community-based model of care na to. It is replicable across other areas. It's not necessarily something that we have exclusive rights to here in Tondo and can be done in different parts of the Philippines should they want to adapt it. That makes it a very sustainable effort and easy to copy so that you have a better response to TB. And at the same time, may challenges din naman talaga when it comes to treatment for TB or just addressing TB. For us right now, what we have noticed is some of our patients have difficulty getting their medications from the health center. whether it can be like a limitation in the available stock. Tapos minsan kailangan nilang bumili. I know the DOH has mentioned that there are some concerns with supply chain management, and these are all problems that we do see when it comes to national programs like this. Pero there are things being done about it, and it's not always as fast as we would like, making sure that patients get the drugs that they need para hindi sila nagbabayad. Pero it's also not necessarily very easy to address. Also, something that we can't address pero is a problem everywhere, not just in the Philippines, but globally, is always just improving access to social support for the people with TB and their families, especially since a lot of them, again, are disproportionately from lower socioeconomic status. So the catastrophic cost of TB, not necessarily the treatment, because the treatment can be free, but to have to miss work to come for treatment, these are things that impact the daily adherence of our patients.
So on March 24, we will be, not, I think celebrating is not the right word,
yeah.
But we will, March 24 is, this year, is designated as World Tuberculosis Day. It's an annual, day where people talk about and highlight this this disease. And as someone who has been writing about science for a decade, I've noticed na when it comes to health and medicine, marami tayong ganitong day. Like may blood donor day, may diabetes day, may iba-ibang klaseng araw na naka-dedicate for certain illnesses or certain medical concerns or procedures. But specifically, why is it important to keep in mind yung World TB Day? Ano ba yung significance na merong araw ang TB? And siguro ako, asking as a member of the general public, someone who isn't a doctor or a scientist or a researcher, I'm not even someone who has TB, or at least hindi pa ako na da-diagnose with TB, what should I do as a member of the public?
So March 24 is actually is yearly designated as World TB Day because it's the anniversary, pang ilang taong anniversary na siya nung na-discover yung actual bacteria that causes the disease. And it, as you said, it's not a celebration. It's more of like a commemoration, just to remind people na tong sakit na to, it's been around for so long, it's been around for thousands of years, hindi pa rin natin siya nakikasa. And a good reminder to redouble our efforts to address it. Because there are a lot of entities that really want to put an end to TB. So there are Stop TB Partnership, there's the Global Plan to End TB. We have these very lofty deadlines of having like TB, ending TB by 2030, actually eradicating it by 2030. So that's quite literally just 6 years away. Pero ang dami pang kailangan gawin, especially since COVID, which was a big setback for the progress we were making. The goal really is to redouble our efforts and also gain commitment from all the stakeholders, because addressing TB is not necessarily just doctor, paciente, health center, DOH initiative. Tulad din ang sabi mo, what can we do as everyday people to address TB? It's a very multi-sectoral thing, more than just the treatment and the healthcare. There's the social support we need. There is destigmatizing TB, talking about TB on the daily, making sure that people know what is and isn't true about it, advocating for patients who might not have access to treatment, and constant clamor to make sure that that treatment remains free and accessible to those who need it. Pero there are a lot of online campaigns that actually everyone can participate in if they just want to be part of the whole movement on World TB Day. But being curious about it, talking about it, engaging about news that surrounds TB, and also just helping to destigmatize it is a very powerful form of help na rin. Because we don't talk about it enough. And when we do talk about it, we talk about it in such a shameful way. And removing that shame and showing that TB is a disease that can be cured, it can take a lot of effort, but with collective action, it does have significant impact. From a grassroots level and translating up to higher level entities, we can see a bigger dent in the burden of TB, hopefully by 2030.
Specifically about that point, yung not talking about it with a sense of shame. Ito, naalala ko lang bigla eh, na parang one of the things that we casually or I've heard from people my age even nung nasa school pa ako, na parang pag may umubo magjo-joke, ah, may TB ka ata, ganyan. So parang, I mean, even the way we talk about this disease, may mga effects siya na hindi natin napapansin. Na tama nga na when even the way we talk about it, kailangan maging mas mindful tayo. Kasi yung nga, may umubo, may TB ka, tapos lalayuan, ganyan, magpa-joke. So, sa kanila siguro, it's funny, but, you know, it's really not. And maybe we should think about how we approach this topic. Hindi naman sobrang kailangan depressed lagi pag-usapan, pero parang seryosohin natin, treat it with the kind of, with the level of significance that a concern, an issue like this deserves to be treated with. Parang hindi natin dapat ikalungkot or yung maging hopeless na when talking about this, but we also shouldn't joke about it or stigma have this stigma against people who have been diagnosed with the disease, because it's not easy. People who don't have the disease have the luxury to think about it in such a distant manner. That we don't think about the impacts it has on the people who have it and their families and the people around them. So even just being considerate about how we talk about it, I think malaking bagay na yun. And this was very informative. There are a lot of things I didn't know about TB. Natuto ako from talking to you. So I'm really grateful that you took the time from your busy schedule, of course, to talk to me on this podcast and share what you know about the disease. So I'm really grateful for that. But I would like to end this podcast by asking you, what are some of the things that the general public, our listeners, absolutely need to know or keep in mind when they stop listening to this podcast, like go back to their normal lives. In a couple of days, it will be World TB Day. Ano yung gusto mong maisip, maalala nila moving forward?
So it's from the cascade of care, the first thing that on my mind is TB. People should know that TB is it can sound scary, but it also can be asymptomatic, much like hindi na natin sa COVID before. Some people don't know they have TB, but they live with it every day, and so detecting it is a matter of screening. So for those people, to not be afraid of being screened because of the stigma that surrounds it. And then for the people who do get diagnosed with TB, understanding that it's not a death sentence, there's nothing shameful about it. Hindi walang pa wala siya sa pagiging marumi, wala siya sa pagiging mahirap. TB really can infect anybody. Pero ang maganda sa kanya ay TB is a curable disease, it's a preventable disease, and it takes a good amount of community action to do that really well. And even when we say that treatment is free, it's accessible. It's at your local health centers. So it is within reach. So kapag na-diagnose ka, magagamot ka, pero magagamot ka rin ng libre. So there should be no hesitation to be screened, to be diagnosed, to know, because you know that you have treatment at hand. And people have the right and the responsibility to advocate for their own health, to clamor for social services that are needed. And ending TB, it might be difficult, medyo lofty man ang goal na ma-end siya by 2030, but eradication can be possible, but it requires a multisectoral approach, like you have to have commitment from all of the stakeholders involved.
All right. So thank you very much again for taking the time to be on the podcast. And thank you for, and most importantly, thank you for the work that you and your organization do.
Thank you. It's been a privilege to be here, and I hope that this coming World TB Day, more people know a little more and are a little more active about ending TB in the Philippines and also worldwide.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Stay curious.